type of data that we can't get. You can't request it. You can't request certain productive data. So, you know, you have to question the intelligence of these people. It's either they are on parallel ignorance here or simply corruption.
Well, Anil, because we're in the interest of time, just wanted to bring you back on a couple of quick things. We have heard that under this constitutional crisis, the government seems to be holding on to government. And if it's a legal chess game, you want to call it, there seems as if they are winning because constitutionally the election is due sometime in 2020, maybe about. And Mr. Granger has said that election would be called in the 5 years as constitutionally required. He didn't take and consider really. At one time he said yes, he would observe the motion of no confidence, but now he's on a different mission, a different projection that he's moving ahead. Now, we have heard that waterfront properties, contracts are being given, although we heard that you cannot really sign any contract as a government that is has been asked to call an election or step down. So I'm not sure if any of those, if it's happening that these contracts that are awarded to people, I believe there's a gap of certain dollar amount that they could still operate or issue. Then we also heard that there's still ambassadors being appointed, etc. You said earlier that they shouldn't be making any appointment.
No.
So I just wanted to ask you if any of these could be repealed if and when there's a change of government.
Well, if they are illegal, then clearly, if the government is illegal, if cabinet cannot sit, how can cabinet make decisions? Now, we have a case. I have a case in my own name filed that is being heard now. It's fixed for decision, actually, on the later this week, I think, on the 18th of October. The court will rule on whether cabinet was illegal or is illegal. Now, once we will take that all the way to the Caribbean Court of Justice, because the Chief Justice is raising certain unacceptable objections, because she's saying, look, well, if the Caribbean Court of Justice didn't grant it, then how can I grant it? The Constitution, I have gone to the Constitutional Court. If there's a violation, if another court makes a mistake, you will repeat the mistake. I mean, the thing doesn't require legal acumen to read and understand. It's very clear. So once we get that court order, and we will get it, that will buttress, that will bolster our a new government's authority to review and rescind those transactions that would have been entered into during the period that that they were executed during that period after the no confidence motion. Now, we have made it very clear, the opposition leader, Mr. Barajadeo, has made it clear on repeated occasions that if this thing, if all those who are entering the contracts now with an illegal government, you know that you're exposing yourself to the peril of that transaction being disregarded, rescinded, set aside, or vacated at an appropriate time. And then, of course, there must be accountability for the money spent during this period. You have pointed to certain ceiling limits that exist in the law, and those limits are not observed, even when the government was legal, because the government would have been legal for a period after the no confidence motion. Mm-hmm. Even those ceiling limits then were not observed. After the government became illegal, well, those ceilings would have collapsed, because you are illegal. The Constitution doesn't contemplate you being in power and you being performing the functions that you are performing. So that also exposes those transactions to legal challenge. So there is a lot of work. As I've said before, I've done the research, and there is no other country in the world where this situation has obtained. So there's no precedent to which one can look.
Mr. Nandalal, going back, and again, I'm sorry we are short on time today, but going back a little, when the then President, the father of the nation, Dr. Jagan. After that election, he said, listen, let's forget what Burnham has done to his people. We wouldn't go back and prosecute and try to dig up old things. Let's move forward. Let's continue. We have seen this happen in Trinidad and Tobago when the then government under the Abbasi Pandey government, again, left the PNM, who was stealing and plundering the country, left them alone. We would hope we could learn from our mistakes. And this time, if it is a new government, the PPP were to regain government, we would want to see some sort of justice be done and those held accountable for destroying Guyana be brought to justice. And, you know, you're a former attorney general. You mentioned there's no precedent, but I think there's enough because, you know, when people giving away Guyana to their friends and family, when people giving away gold rights and mining rights, I mean, and these are things that are currently being done now. We don't have enough time to get into it, and I'm not going to call names or expose myself, but we hope that this is being noted. It's not yours, it's not Mr. Jagdeo Guyana, it's the people of Guyana.
That's correct. I was asked that question, and I answered it this way. I said, look, we are not going to engage in vindictive, vengeful, spiteful politics. We will not be engaged in petty persecution of people. However, the institutions of the state will have to work. The Auditor General will have to do audits, and investigations will have to be done by the Guyana Police Force and the various investigatory bodies, and the law will have to be applied, and whoever are found wanting will have to account for the people's money. As you have accurately pointed out, it's not my money, it's not Jagdeo's money, it's not Jagan's money, it's not Ranger's money either. It is the people's money. And are the people getting a fair share for the humongous amount of taxes that they have imposed upon the people? And the reason why they are afraid of the electorate is because they are afraid of losing. It means that the people are dissatisfied with the way that they have managed their affairs over the years.
Anyway,
the people's wishes will have to be respected.
I have to let it go at that, as we have to take this interview coming up. But also, seeing that you mentioned all the irregularities of the current government, how come yet the country didn't ask for a shutdown? How come the law society, how come the media, the intellectuals are not binding together and make sure that we could get a total shutdown of the country? Don't you have the support?
All right. The diplomatic community has, together, America, British, and the European Union have issued a joint statement. Canada couldn't issue one because, as you know, Mr. Trudeau himself is in caretaker mode, and that was explained. He couldn't issue the type of statement which he wanted to issue, at least his government, because of the fact that they are going to elections as yes. well. But the Americans and the British have said very clearly in the European Union that the government is illegal, and they have called upon the president to fix an election and to dissolve parliament. The Bar Association has issued a similar statement. The private sector has issued a similar statement. CARICOM, surprisingly, which is the closest to us and which is housed in Guyana. CARICOM, as you know, is housed in Guyana. Their headquarters is accommodated in Greater Georgetown. They have been deafeningly silent on this atrocity. And at some point in time, they will have to account for where they stand in terms of constitutionality, good governance, the rule of law, and democracy. Because I can't imagine that an organization such as that can afford to be silent in the face of this tragedy. But whether we have had mass protest actions right across the country, and there may be a time when that option of shutting down the country becomes viable, because we are now hearing through the grapevine that the March 2nd date that the president has proclaimed is another smokescreen, that they are going to court to file some action to say that he didn't have the authority to issue that date, and they are going to pass budget and so on in the parliament, and they will spend it out before elections, whenever elections are held.
Anyway.
So we have greater challenges that lie ahead. Most importantly, we have to get the electoral machinery to work and to deliver credible and elections with integrity, because that is a current challenge right now. I mean, your program doesn't afford me time, or else I can talk another hour on that alone.
Well, and that is one of the things that nationals outside of Guyana could do. Seek out and get their representative to make sure that a free and fair election is held, and put pressure on the current Canadian government to ensure that...
I want to use your program to appeal to every single Guyanese to use whatever influence they have to focus the most illuminating floodlight on the next elections, international floodlight on Guyana, so that the whole world must know that we are going to elections, and we are going to elections where the machinery might not deliver credible elections. And that is what we have to use our energies, influences, and connections to ensure that we deliver on that objective. Also, we can form ourselves into observers' bodies, observer bodies, and work along with other Commonwealth observer team, United Nations observer team, CARICOM team, OAS teams. Work along with them. Find out how you can get yourself accredited to come to Guyana to observe the elections. What? An international presence is very, very vital and fundamental to creditable elections in Guyana.
Well, thank you very much, Anil. And you know what? We're really running out of time, but I promise you, as much time as possible, we would make arrangement to have you on, and just a phone call away, whether it's from Guyana or New York, we know we'll always be able to connect with you. And this was through WhatsApp, through my cell phone, so I think it went well. So we'd definitely be speaking to you again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Richard. It was always a pleasure to speak to you and to speak through you to your listeners. Thank you.
Well, there's so much questions I have for you. Oh, my gosh, so much questions about the election within the PPP. So much thing I want to talk about. But again, if you would allow me, I would have you back on the program soon.
Yes, of course. I am at your convenience. You hook up with me and we arrange a similar connection. And we have this similar interactions. If you want, you can open a phone line and I can answer questions directly to the callers if you wish.
I would like that. So we talk again, right?
Thank you very much, Richard.
Okay, bye. Let's see, hello?
Hello, Mr. Richard.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment.
Okay, listen, we can't. Sorry, I wouldn't be able to take your call right now. I'm so sorry. I thought that was the call that I was waiting for, so I have to make time for this commercial speed segment on the program. As you know, I don't charge for these political interviews, but I have a commitment to this open house, and we need to get there. I've been trying to reach me, but the line's been tied up. So again, we apologize for that. But I would give you a chance to call back as soon as I'm done with the interview, okay? This is Shabnam Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Yeah. She had the thing I love. Where was she from? I don't know. But she wears and go low. Pick up the place like a dojo.
So much to digest indeed from what Anil had indicated to us. We will definitely have him back on. But again, don't forget at 223 North Bend Boulevard is where the open house is taking place. For the next 2 years, 0 interest, pre-approved mortgage by the builders. 10% down. Again, for more information, you can call Arifa Mustafa at 647-898-6245. That's 647-898-6245.
Go, lad. So will you say, will you say, will you say, sexy girl, will you come my way? Now will you do, will you do, will you do? I must get through. Girl, roll up now, will you show me that wine? Turn around, girl, don't be shy. Hello, 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 hello. Yeah. So girl, I love how the way you blow my mind. Hold me tight and bring down wine. Hello, 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 hello.
Go with some more updates on this beautiful, beautiful investment. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, Richard, thank you once again for a great opportunity. This is amazing project in Bowmanville, and the starting price is $749. And then we have five different models today to choose from. And what is the what's the reason why we're doing it today? Because of the special offer we had, 2 years of 0% interest. So no interest on the mortgage. Also, builder is offering 6 months of no payments. So the idea is that you pay 10% down, and for the next 2 years, all the mortgage payments are zero interest. On top of that, for the first 6 months, you're not paying any mortgage at all. The houses are from 3 bedrooms to 4 bedrooms, with 2.5 washrooms to 3.5 washrooms, from 2,300 square feet up to 3,000 square feet. There's a big variety of these houses available. Today, if you come down, we have open house here with Arfa Bhatti and Majamal Bhai from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's other more offers. Once you come to the site, then we will tell you the details. Very easy way to come in. Take 401 all the way to Bowenville Road. You go north, and it is 5 minutes from the 401 exit. The address, I want to again repeat it, 223 North Glen Road. North Glen Boulevard, sorry. North Glen Boulevard, 223 North Glen Boulevard. You see big signs of Treasure Hill, the builder. You see big signs of open house from Majid Zamal Bhai and Afa Bhaji. Big open house signs. So come down, come and join us at 223 North Glen Boulevard and see this amazing project. Again, right now in the Richard, the market of real estate, the biggest problems are coming with the mortgage issues. And that's where the builder and us came with this idea. So people do not have to go to bank. So you're not going to bank for mortgages. All the listeners understand you're not going to bank. It is builder who will give you a mortgage for 2 years for 0% interest. So if wow. you are good with the credit, you are getting mortgage free approved with these houses, which is an unheard of for this market right now, because the biggest problems and issues are happening is with the mortgages, and we have taken care of that part. So first 2 years, you're getting every penny you pay for the first 2 years goes directly to your principal.
And she also said earlier that they are ready to move in, complete house.
They are ready to move in. Ready to move in right now. They are ready. You can come down. We can show you all the houses, and you can take from here. You can show see the houses. Everything is ready, and everything is good to go.
One more time, the telephone number 647-898-6245. That's Arifa Mustafa number 647-898-6245. She will be able to text you.
You can call Majid Bhai also, because Arifa is using the clients also. We have a very good response. A lot of people are coming in. And we also request everybody who's listening right now, if you're near the area on Oshawa, Pickering, Ajax, come down 223 North Glen Boulevard, right off Highway 401 and Bowman Road. People coming from Mississauga, we have a few guests here right now, from Brampton even. So we are very thankful to all the listeners who are coming down. But till 5 o'clock, keep come down, have a cup of coffee with us, talk about the project, see the houses. The number again, Arfa Bhaji is also Majid Bhai number 416. 893-2223. So you can, if Bhaji's phone is busy, 416-893-2223. Call us and come and see the project.
Can we say a quick hello to Brother Majid?
Yes, sir, you can. By the way, Richard.
Yes, Richard, thank you so much.
Well, I wanted to hear from you. You are at the location. Tell us what you think about these homes. Why it's a great deal to come and see you today?
The biggest deal, I think, because of the mortgages, the builder is given first 6 months, no payments whatsoever, zero payment for 6 months. And after that, 2 years of 0% financing, pre-approved already.
Now, I know you are a radio personality, TV, so if you could describe to our radio listeners a little bit about these homes, what you are looking at right now.
Anywhere from 2,200 square feet to 3,000 square feet. You have 4 bedrooms with 2.5 baths and 4 bedrooms with 3.5 baths. Beautiful location, detached house with double garage. And this is, people are thinking of Bowenville. I'm standing right here right now, and around me, all the houses are built, and these are ready to go houses. Mm-hmm. And people are living there right now. But these houses which we are selling right now, these are all brand new houses. brand new houses, never been lived in, brand new, but all ready to go. You know, sometimes when you book the house, you don't know exactly what you book. But here, you can, we'll give you the keys, you can go and check it out, and all 15 houses, we only have 15 houses. So all 15 houses, you can check it out, whichever one you want, 10% down, and the house is yours.
I saw
the closing. The closing is between 30 to 60 days closing.
Wow. Well, I saw here a note, walk with your checkbook. And I think 10%, you could walk with your checkbook and pay that today. Speak to them if you have any questions. Head on down. Telephone number one more time, my brother.
416-893-2223.
Thank you very much, and we wait for your call later.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks. Well, friends, you heard it again. For the telephone number, you need to call Sister Arafa Mustafa at 647-898-6245, and we would be happy to discuss with you. Give them a call. We take a short commercial break, and those of you who were trying to get on the telephone with me earlier, please feel free to call now. 416-620-1778. 416-620-1778. For that brother who I had to cut short, I apologize. Call back if you'd like. Call now.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting, and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Mrs. Maharani Dubey and our dear sister Mini Captain Dubey cordially invite you to grace the celebration of their birthdays. On Saturday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Devi Mandir, 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. Officiating pundits, Pandit Totaram Dubey of Minnesota, Pandit Neil Dev Prasad of Miami, and Pandit Acharya Arun Gosain of Queens, New York. You're all invited, so please come. It's a celebration.
Leave it by the door and come inside.
Some Come proudly present Ricky Jai Nishad M, and that's coming up featuring out of Trinidad and Tobago 9-time Chutney Soca Monarch winner Ricky Jai, 2-time winner Nishad M from New York, Randy Reckless Ramden MC, Toronto's very own Rum Shop Chronicle, music by Tropical Flavor, dinner catered by Caribbean Line. Come out and enjoy. Advance tickets are only $30. Call Vanessa at 416-300-7009 or Raj at 647-703-29. It promises to be a great event. It was sold out last year. This year they're moving to the Forum Banquet Hall. Get your tickets now. Okay, I believe we have Patrick on the line. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yes, Mr. Richard. First, I would like to congratulate Mr. Nandalal. I would have preferred to hear him today as the next president in lineup four instead of whoever they selected. But he did answer the question, but you pose a good question to him to say why the people don't, the masses close the country down like they do in Hong Kong. This bullshit got to stop of prolonging, because the days of Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi died, peace and nonviolence. You're not sending the people out. You're just shutting the country down until you give us in writing. They're starving right now that they're not getting all the essentials. So let's shut the place down. Let the government stand up for themselves. Look at Hong Kong, what they're doing every day. The masses are coming out. Guyana should, because Barnum did. The people walk out to Parliament.
Let me remind you that we are passive people. When you look at the supporters that the PPP has, is what? Pretty much how much? Who are the supporters?
I agree with you.
And if this was, if the table was turned, You know, Guyana would have been burnt to the ground if the PPP was in power and this was being done and forced
that's
upon them, right? So, you know, it's who you're dealing with. And the thing is, trying to get a civilized society, trying to embrace all Guyanese. But when you look at who is in place in the police and the army, who are in charge of the media houses, the state-owned enterprises, you have to understand this thing is a stacked deck of cards. So you can't get those people, and they have supporters. Remember, they won the election. So they have a good chunk of supporters that wouldn't support what the PPP is trying to do. So, you know,
I do agree that the deck is stuck, but you have to start somewhere. Shut the players down for a week, a month. Barrel's still going to go in for them for help them out in the meantime. But masses of Indians are there. They can shut the rice industry down because they don't get anything. Sugar industry is dead. The oil, as you hear, he said, and the government, all they want to come out to the page, oh, we just signed a deal. What's the deal? Give Guyana away, and that's what they're doing. And these numbskulls come here last couple of weeks and tell you Guyana is so beautiful. These guys think that Guyanese are still backward, that they can come out and tell you any bullshit. We are a learned set of Guyanese out here. We know everything happening there. We would help them in any way we can, send in barrel of food for them to eat. That's the most they gotta get.
Well, boy, you know, it's frustrating, but let me tell you, you know, you hear plenty of people preach. But when time to pick up and protest, how much of them doing it? How many, you know, of your East Indian brothers and sisters would stand up through thick and thin and see something true? You know, we could talk, but when it comes to doing it, boy, I wish we could unite indeed. But thanks, Patrick.
Yes, nonetheless, get the people, the masses out like Barnum used to do with Jagan.
Well, I wanted to ask him, you go on, I wanted to ask him about the PPP election. If he felt it was a fair democratic process, and if he was forced or anybody else influenced the result. I mean, we keep accepting, yes, and we would do that and support the candidate as is. But I also wanted to ask one of those who contested the election, someone who had ambition to become the president, if they were contented. Not that, yes, we have to live with the result. I wanted to know if you think it was fair, if you think it was influenced by anybody, if anybody put who they want in place and we had to follow and vote along, if you were pressured. I want to find out.
We never complaining. How the pain too loud on the system. So bring the drum, man. This is what we singing.
Another thing is that we want to see, you know, for years and years you've been having a Afro-Guyanese president and an Indo-Guyanese prime minister and vice versa. Afro-Guyanese prime minister and an Indo-Guyanese president. Why we can't have one of the same based on their qualification? I'm saying I want to see somebody like Anil Nandalal as prime minister. Yeah, some people would say, what is a prime minister? He's a rubber sank and he's a toothless tiger. But you know what? The man has leadership quality.
But this neighbor just kept on like a pushy. Every time this neighbor had the heart bomb. They just call the police to shut me down.
Anil Nandalal for PM.
They say that one are we neighbor complaining.
Hey, you have a neighbor complaining.
It's too loud on the system. So bring the drum, man. This is what we singing. God bless that soul.
Phone lines are open, 416-620-1778. And thank you, Patrick. Patrick is one of the few that interact with us. We want to hear from you. Come on. You ever say you have to, you have something beef, you have something griping, you give me a call. Don't have to be about politics. 416-620-1778. Anybody, you have something to say, we're taking your calls. But before we do that, let me get some calls. Some ads running. So please, feel free to give me a call. 416-620-1778. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road, extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give them a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Pandit Sai Vishnu, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Toronto, Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, are you in financial crisis, suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer will help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Sai Vishnu for an appointment. 416-903-2178. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Sai Vishnu is an expert in spiritual healing, palm reading and feasts, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment. 416-903-2178. That's 416-903-2178. Call now.
Revive Auto Collision, 416-745-2267. For all your collision repairs, scratch and dent, paint services, insurance claim. Remember, call Rick or Faisal, 416-745-2267. Or drop by at 176 Tory York Drive, unit number 4 in North York.
Bangle ke piche teri beri ke niche hare piya, hare piya.
Leave it by the door and come inside.
Some come proudly present Ricky Jai Nishad M, and that's coming up featuring out of Trinidad and Tobago 9-time Chutney Soca Monarch winner Ricky Jai, 2-time winner Nishad M from New York, Randy Reckless Ramden MC, Toronto's very own Rum Shop Chronicle, music by Tropical Flavor, dinner catered by Caribbean Lime. Come out and enjoy. Advance tickets are only $30. Call Vanessa at 416-300-7009 or Raj at 647-703-2915. It promises to be a great event. It was sold out last year. This year, they're moving to the Forum Banquet Hall. Get your tickets now.
Well, friends, we have a new program on this airways coming up just after mine. And for the so many listeners we have, you know, we have Punjabi listeners, Pakistani, Fiji, Trinidad, and all kinds. So we have the host on the program with us. How are you doing, my brother? Sat Sri Akal?
Yeah, Sat Sri Akal. So thank you. You give me a chance to talk with your audience. So, hi people, myself is Bhupinder Singh. So, from last week I start a new Punjabi program. It's and a radio program name is Asis. So, every Saturday it's coming 3 to 4 and Sunday 11 to 12. So, I know you people talk like English language. So, please listen also if any person wants to listen in Punjabi. So, I always on the weekend show. So I am ready to play for the this weekend show after my good friend.
Okay, so what we can expect today, and again to the Punjabi listeners, you could feel free to speak in your language to them.
Yeah, okay. Sare srotiyan nu mere vallon yani ke Bhupinder Singh Khamano de vallon pyar bhari sat sri akal ji. So jithe tusi Trinidad Guyanese program nu inna pyar danne ho, inna hungara danne ho, so hun tuhade layi हर शनिवार 3 बजे तो लेके 4 बजे तक मैं भुपिंदर सिंह खमाणो आसीस रेडियो लेके हाजिर होया करांगा जी. सो 3 to 4 बजे हुण इस प्रोग्राम तो बाद किते नहीं जाना. अगर कोई भी रास्ते दे विच गड्डी चला रहा है जां घरां विच बैठे प्रोग्राम सुन रहे हैं, सो 3 to 4 बजे तक WTOR 770 AM ट्यूनियन इसे तरह रखियो. ते कल नूं 11 to 12 बजे तक फिर यही प्रोग्राम आसीस रेडियो तुहाडे लई पेश कीता जाएगा. सो प्लीज ट्यून इन up to 4 o'clock or jinne baje tak vi 770 te program aunde aa, hun 3 baje zarur tusi program de naal judeo ji. So thank you
my brother, looking forward to seeing you later.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And who we have on the line?
Victor Yakub, how are you doing?
Victor Yakub, the president of the ACG, how are you doing, my brother?
Not too bad, Richard. Thank you so much for putting Arnold through there. It was so fantastic listening to him once more.
Okay, yes, I know you had a full crowd. So anything you want to share with our listeners?
Sure, because you were concerned with a particular question for your listeners about the process, if I may just touch a couple of lines there. Yes, it was fair, and he is the fittest person to run because he won by a landslide to be the presidential candidate. Irfan has been the man elected, and he accepted that. That is why he's coming out. If a man wasn't pleased or understand or accept it, he would not have been here talking to you today. Isn't that right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. I said this is a question I wanted to ask a candidate, not you. It was a candidate who took part in the election. This is a question I could throw to any guy and he's an answer it. You're the president of the ACG. I'm not sure if you were there for the election even. But it is a question because it is very much an influence by Bara Jagdeo. And I wanted to ask him, put him on the spot and ask him, how does he feel as a candidate? It's how he felt. It's not whether or not the election was fair. Of course, nobody complained. I didn't see anything in any paper, anybody protesting.
No,
Frank Anthony.
I just want to be clarity because he did answer the question, Rich. That's what I'm getting at. He did answer the question at the forum. And he said, yes, it was a free process, and that's it.
All
and
right.
So I just want to clarify that.
It's all right. Yeah, yes, yes, you're good, President. You know, I ask that he be the Prime Minister. I'm going to ask that we put you as the, and not Sharon Das, Victor Yacoub as the Ambassador to Canada. The Ambassador to Canada. Because I have a suspicion. I see Sharon Das as the High Commissioner of Guyana in Canada. When I come to the sea, I'm thinking, and I'm telling all that there's no election come March 2nd. There is no election in Guyana come March 2nd. And I told the Attorney General that I took him a little bet on this program a couple of weeks ago. And I cover a little smoky screen scene here, like Chanda's looking like he would be the High Commissioner. But we go wait and see. Thank you, Victor. Hard working Victor.
No, you take care, Richard, and thanks a lot again, okay?
Anytime, Mamu, anytime. This is Shabnam Radio, 416-620-1778, 416-620-1778. We see that the local elections, indeed, in Trinidad is coming up in December. And what a representation Kamala Prasad Bisesa, former Prime Minister, made in her contribution to the budget debate. It is indeed, you know, interesting to check and see these things happening. 416-620-1778. If you have a birthday greeting, you want to call and say hi, you want to say, you know what I was thinking? If somebody would start a Facebook page for Zabuka and coconut. You ever had a problem? You go and buy a Zabuka. Now you buy something, it's not right, you take it back to change it. How come when you spend so much money for Zabuka or avocado and you cut it and after waiting so long to eat this thing and it's not good at all? That doesn't irritate you. It's like going home with pilori and no chutney. You buy the thing and it's not good, and what can you do? I was wondering, can you take it back? Coconut, same thing. We don't know. You're buying a coconut and break it and it's not good. It's good for not even making coconut oil. Anyway, so we should have a Facebook page and say, where have the good Zabuka and coconut? All right, maybe then the supermarket, the grocery stores would start checking and making sure to give us good Zabuka. This morning I ate my body without Zabuka. I mean, anyway, let me go and play some music for you. And by the way, the Tariq Islamic Center is having their event coming up. Well, it's finally here. The Tariq Islamic Center International Food Fair, October 20th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Come and enjoy food from around the world. It's always a great time at the Tariq Islamic Center, 99 Beverly Hill Drive, and you're all invited. And don't forget their homemade soursop and coconut ice cream. Admission is free. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Gaana mera jaadu bhari, sun lo mera dushmani. Kaan kholo mera gaana ko, mine.
I want to send this one out to my brother Victor Yakub and his loving wife. Met them up yesterday at the Sonotel Jamaat for Juma. 416-620-1778. Gunga Gana.
Gunga Gana Gawe.
I want to say happy birthday going out to Jean De Castro. Happy, happy birthday, Jeannie.
Sab parivar kuchun manave, sab parivar kuchun manave, gunga gana gawe. Gunga gana gawe, gunga gana gawe.
Hey, Shrubnam on a Saturday. Want to say hello to Zahir Bhai, Kamal, Mr. Hamid himself, Trinidad. We want to welcome Kerry Rampasa. Hey, want to welcome all the ACG listeners, Harold Shiverton. How you doing, sir?
बाप मर गए बेशरम से माई करत घुमान रे बेटी दूसर गाना गाते बेटी दूसर गाना गाते लाज शरम नहीं आते है गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार खुशुन मनावे सब परिवार खुशुन मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे.
Hey, again to Victor Yakub and his beautiful wife. Hey, Victor, I hear a man tell me you and Dr. D only had all your first beverage together when he was younger. Hey, don't forget that CIOG dinner is coming up.
It's a funny one.
Hello, and who we have on the line?
It's Arjun, Mamo.
Hey, DJ Arjun, the Chutney Babu.
Yes, sir, you're setting the pace. You're setting the pace for tonight's event, my boy.
Where have tonight?
DCCM.
Oh, you know what? That's the J-Bridge Fall thing.
Yeah, Karibat Albion.
Hey, you always have a nice time, boy. You always put on a good walk.
Elite Banquet Hall, buddy.
Tonight, did you have any more tickets?
They have some tickets.
Well, great job. And in fact, you know, do a mix and send for me now, Mamu.
Okay, I will, you know, yeah.
Okay, my brother, all the best. How's the sweetheart?
Oh, she's doing wonderful, right?
Okay, so let me play a tune. Me and DJ, but let me see if I can bring on something else for you. Yeah, this one.
Okay, Babu, thank you.
This is Siddhi Shatri, Babu. Hey, yeah, the Baron, he's coming to town. Again, don't forget this one. It's brought to you the kind compliments of Centrum Senior Mortgage Service, Inc. Peter Prasad Naresh, mortgage agent. Give him a call. Listen, you're looking for a mortgage, been turned down. You know, this guy would find you a first, second, or third. 647-381-5280. 647-381-5280. Call him now. Peter C. Prasad, mortgage agent, fiscal license number M13000116.
कोई जब राह ना पाए मेरे संग आए के पग पग दीप जलाए मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार.
Kenneth C. Prasad would be one of the MCs on this event. Don't forget
जब राह ना पाए मेरे संग
Crazy Baron पग पग Kenneth C. Prasad, Fatman George, DJ Badlad. December 7th
meri dosti mera pyar.
I want somebody to love up, somebody to squeeze up, Chumba people jump up and everything will be happy. I want somebody to hop up in the party. Yeah, yeah. Somebody with tempo, somebody with zest, somebody who know how to run it up and to shake it up. Happy, I want somebody to hop up in the party. Yeah, yeah.
Your lines are open. Feel free to call. If you don't like what your wife cooking, call me. If you like what she cooking, call. Hey, by the way, Thanksgiving is this weekend. Hope you find some time to give some thanks and settle down and have a nice meal together with the family. How about that? If you have something to be grateful or you want to say thanks, call me. I tell you what, if you're thankful for your parents, give me a call. 416-620-1778. If you are thankful for your mother and father, whether they are alive or in heaven, give me a call. 416-620. And look, my partner just brought me a coffee. Thank you, my brother. Sastri Akkad, that's the host of the program, coming up in a little bit. 15 minutes. He is a dynamite indeed. He will be coming on in a little bit. If you want somebody to love her,
somebody to jump up.
Alright.
And everything will be
Wayne Seaway, New York City, always a pleasure indeed. Former employee of the Trinidad and Tobago Television, TTT, Mr. Media himself. Just sending out some love to his family, the Peer family in Toronto, from Wayne, Cliff, and Steve Siwa. Wayne Siwa from, what is it, Stella Street originally. The lines are open, 416-620-1778. We've been having some problems with the phone today, I'm not sure why, but listen, give me a call. If you don't get to, call me on my cell, all right? Don't forget the open house is on right now. 223. This is at North Glen Road Boulevard in Bowmanville. It's happening right now. 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. Their open house, Arifa Mustafa, is there right now. Phone number is 647-898-6245. That's 647-898-6245. There's zero interest for 2 years, so all payments made will go to your mortgage and principal. The pre-approved mortgage, of course, and the loan is being arranged by the builder itself. 10% down payment, ready to move in, closing in 30 days, he said. Listen, go and see, ask all the questions you want. Call 647-898-6245. Remember, when you call, say, listen, I heard it on Shabnam Radio, and they would be happy to take care of you. Apart from that, you know, when you go to the different advertisers and you tell them I heard it on Richard program, it means so much to me, because they know that their ads are being heard. We want to say hello and happy birthday going out to the owner of Authentic Trini Cuisine. The boss himself is celebrating. Mamu, hope you have a good day. Happy birthday. I'm not sure if you got, but I brought you a little birthday cake. Well, I bought you some donut this morning while I pick up my baigan shoka and buri. And somehow somebody put some zabuka in there for me. Thank you so much. CIOG in Canada Inc. cordially invite you to their annual fundraising dinner on Saturday, November 9th at the International Muslim Organization, the IMO, 65 Rexdale Boulevard. Adults tickets $20, children under 7, absolutely free. Call for more information, 416-400-1786. Featuring Sheikh Moin Al Haq, Director of Education and Dawah out of CIOG Guyana. And also Sheikh Abu Musa Imran Ali. So don't forget the date, Saturday, November 9th at the International Muslim Organization, the CIOG Fundraising Dinner.
It's Superstars, Parang Old Soca, and Comedy Christmas Concert. Saturday, December 7th at the Mirage Banquet Hall, featuring live performances by Crazy,
91, 91.
Baron. Backed by Moses Revolution and hosted by Kenneth Super Sad.
My father was an electrician for 40 years. The first shock he got was when I born.
With DJ Badlad, Knight Rider, DJ Toxic, and Rhythm Squad. Also featuring Soca Man Gunny, comedian Fat Man George, and SKF. For birthdays and group packages, call or text Nigel at 647-782-0997. Early bird tickets only $40. Advanced tickets $50. Limited tables only for groups of 10. Early bird tables just $500 and advanced $600. Get your table fast before they are gone. Doors open at 8 p.m. Live performances start at 9:30 sharp. Over $2,000 in door prizes. Food and drinks on sale. Crazy meets Baron, hosted by Kenneth Super Sad. Don't miss it.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Well, we go back live on location as we continue to tell you about this great, 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 great deal. You know, I've been getting a lot of calls, but listen, you can hear for yourself what's going on right now at 223 Northland Boulevard. My brother, what's happening, all the excitement taking place down at Northland?
That's right, 23 North Glen Boulevard, all the action happening it. We are right, 223 North Glen Boulevard, 223 North Glen Boulevard. We are here in Boonville. Afrabachi and Majamal Sahab are with us, and we're doing an amazing open house. Great project, great location. Prices are very good. I want to say the number 416-893-2223 416-893-2223 for Majid Bhai, and our Fawaji's number, you know, Richard.
Yes.
Whoever has joined us now at the radio, want to explain them what kind of project it is. It is giving a 2-year 0% mortgage and first 6 months no mortgage payment. That's right, and that is the only way to find out. Come down to 223 North Glen, see the house yourself, anywhere from 2200 square feet up to almost 3000 square feet. So jitne bhi hamare log sun rahe hain is waqt radio 770 am Richard ke saath, ye location Boonville ke andar hai, is 5 minutes north of 401. When you're coming on 401 from east, west end, it's right in the heart of Boonville. You have all amenities nearby, schools, hospitals, Walmart, Tim Hortons, all these things. We are right in main city of Boonville. Also, the price is starting from 749, and 2 years, whatever the money you pay in those 2 years, that goes towards your principal. I have Majid Bhai with me.
Yes, Richard, thanks for taking me again, and I know it is very close to your finishing time, so I'm not going to take too much of your time. Come on over, 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville, and if you can't make it today, give us a call. We'll arrange it for you to come and see tomorrow, day after, or Wednesday.
Well, so, as long as it's available.
As long as it's available, you're most welcome to come on over here. The better is you give me a call first. 416-893-2223 is our number. Thank you, Richard. I really appreciate it.
And one more time, that phone number, those of you, please listen one more time, because you could make arrangement with him to come out tomorrow. You'll still get a cup of coffee. Call him, give him the number.
You one more got time. It. 416-893-2223.
Thank you very much, my brother. We'll continue to give them
the food.
Thank you.
So
bye-bye.
Much.
Again, it's taken place. Listen, guys, it's a great deal. And again, Sarafa had mentioned earlier about the numbers of schools in the area. It's pre-approved mortgage once you have good credit. And, of course, pricing starting from 749. Okay? Visit with them at 223 North Glen Boulevard. And that's in Bowmanville, just a little bit east of Oshawa. Thank you for spending your time with me. We're getting close to saying our goodbye, but I wanted to share this song. I like this one. I hope you enjoyed. This one compliments our friends at Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd.
Lelo, lelo, duaye ma baap ki ho. Lelo, lelo, duaye ma baap ki. Sar se utregi katri paap ki. Lelo, lelo, duaye ma baap ki. माँ की आंख खुली जग देखा बाप के कंधे चढ़ के गोद में माँ की आंख खुली जग देखा बाप के कंधे चढ़ के सेवा बड़ी न होगी कोई इन दोनों की सेवा से बढ़ के इन दोनों की सेवा से बढ़ के ले लो दुआएं माँ बाप की.
Well, with the music in the background, we come to the end of the program. I want to say thank you for taking part. Again, we will be back with more time to spare next week, God's willing. Okay, have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay tuned. My brother is coming up in a little bit. For those of you who love the Punjabi music, of course, great interactive program. It's coming up in a little bit. Stay with us. Until next time, to my mamata, Lazina, love you, mommy. Of course, Danyavad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum. Bye-bye.
सहना माँ बाप की खातिर फर्ज तो है एहसान नहीं कर्ज है इनका तेरे सर पर भिक्षा या कोई दान नहीं हो भिक्षा या कोई दान नहीं ले लो दुआएं माँ बाप की
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਸਾਡੇ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਵੱਧ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਜਸਟਿਨ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਅਤੇ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਨਰਮ ਹਨ ਐਂਡਰਿਊ ਸ਼ੀਅਰ ਦੀ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਤੇ ਸਖਤੀ ਕਰੇਗੀ ਆਰਥਿਕ ਵਿਕਾਸ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਕੇਂਦਰਿਤ ਕਰੇਗੀ 21 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾਓ
ਆਥੋਰਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਅਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਏਜੰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ
ਕਾਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਹਨੀਕੈਂਪਸ ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com
ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਦੀਵਾਲੀ ਲੱਗ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਮਠਿਆਈਆਂ ਦਾ ਮੇਲਾ ਥੋੜਾ ਖਾਓ ਜੀ ਪਰ ਖਾਓ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਤੋਂ ਲਓ ਡਰਾਈ ਫਰੂਟ ਦੇਸੀ ਘਿਓ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਣੀਆਂ ਜਲੇਬੀਆਂ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਡ ਡੱਬੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ 680 ਰੈਕਸਡੇਲ ਬੁਲੇਵਰਡ ਔਰ ਕਾਲ 416-679-9191 ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ ਦੀਵਾਲੀ ਵਿਦ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ
پچھلے سال میں ڈگ فورڈ کی کنزرویٹو حکومت نے اونٹیریو کی عوام کی سہولتوں پر اتنے قرض لگائے کہ اب گننے مشکل ہیں۔ فورڈ نے نہ صرف خاندانوں کے ہیلتھ کیئر اور بچوں کی ایجوکیشن میں قرض لگائے بلکہ 3 نئی یونیورسٹیز تو کینسل ہی کر دی۔ اینڈرو شیئر اور ڈگ فورڈ کا ایک ہی مقصد ہے، ٹاپ 1% کے لیے ٹیکس کٹ اور عوام کی ضروری سہولتوں پر قرض۔ لیکن جسٹن ٹروڈو اور لبرل پارٹی کا ماننا ہے کہ مڈل کلاس پر ٹیکس اور بھی گھٹائیں اور سہولتیں بڑھائیں۔ اس اکتوبر آپ کے سامنے ایک انتخاب ہے، چوز فارورڈ۔
Authorized by the registered agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Adnan Bashir of Cityscape and Buzzmax.ca present Living Legend Ustad Rohak Fateh Ali Khan live in concert. On Friday, October 18th, 2019 at Roy Thompson Hall, Toronto. For tickets and sponsorships, call 416-989-8555 or visit roythompsonhall.com.
نہ خرید فرنیچر راستے سے، نہ لینا سوٹ ڈالر مارٹ سے، نہ پینا باسی کافی اچھا لگتا نہیں، نہ بناؤ انٹرن کو سی ای او، نہ کھلاؤ فاسٹ فوڈ کلائنٹ کو، نہ لگاؤ مسکا باس کو، اچھا لگتا نہیں۔ ہمیں ملتا ہے وہی جو ہم چاہتے، یوز اوریجنل ایچ پی ٹونر، ہر چنتا ہوگی دور